on the Thunder Line, a gentleman who is coming to Thunder Country Saturday night. He will be at the Delaware County Fair. Looking forward to this. I get a chance to introduce this guy. Thunderheads, we are saying good morning and welcome to Thunder Country to Rodney Atkins. Rodney, good morning.
I'm great. How are the Thunderheads doing?
They're doing great. They're excited. Looking forward to you and Kip Moore coming to Thunder Country Saturday night at the Delaware County Fair. That's going to be one heck of a show.
Oh, man, Saturday night, County Fair. You can't beat it.
You've been on the County Fair circuit. This must be a blast for you.
Well, we kind of turn it into a celebration. I mean, you get out there and you just know you're coming into a world of folks that, for lack of a better word, these are my people, man. Folks I can relate to, the hospitality. Going out, trying to find some place to, we bring the cornhole boards and we find somewhere to go fishing. And then when the time for the show comes, it's been amazing. We've been out this year and they'll say, well, or when we get there, and sometimes the promoters will say, we've had about 60% attendance, you know, the last few days. And then you go out there thinking, you know, crowds will be low. The last show, they said that very same thing, and it wound up being 110%. It just, the greatest folks in the world are country music fans, listeners.
There is no doubt about that, and I'm thrilled that you are going to meet the best radio listeners in the world when you get to meet our Thunderheads. And hey, Rodney, I may not be part of the creative team, but you said something that struck a chord. You said, "These are my people." Wouldn't that be a great title for a song?
It would have been.
Yeah. Wait a minute. Never mind. You did that. I'm sorry. Hey, your 2006 album, four number one singles. What an accomplishment. And I got to see you at CRS in Nashville when you performed. And I tell you what, phenomenal show. I can't wait until our Thunderheads get a chance to see you on Saturday night.
We go out and just try to approach every show like it's the last time you're ever going to get to play. I mean, I'm very fortunate with the band we've got, the crew, the songs that, you know, as they come together, and now where the show is at, it's just it's a blast.
Well, you put on one heck of a show in Nashville, and I can't wait. Hey, Rodney, you know, we're talking about all the success you've had. It's been a great 5 years for you. It's been a great 5 years for your fans that get to hear your songs, get to see you perform. I know they're waiting for October for the new project. But quite frankly, it was a rough start for you, and I don't mean just in your music career. I mean in life in general.
True. Kind of everybody goes through it. It's part of being human. Not whether it's the beginning of your life, the middle, or the end, or what. Somebody's either starting to go through hell, they're going through hell, or they're just now getting on the other side of it. Those are the kind of songs that I try to find to, it's what you relate to. It's just part of being human. And it makes you, like I say, what don't kill you, it makes you stronger.
You've proven that with not only your life, with your career, but with the inspiration that your songs bring to your fans. I mentioned October 4th, I believe it is. That's when the new project is coming out, isn't it?
Well, yeah, we just finished the whole new album for Take a Back Road. That's what's been amazing. This song is the fastest rising song of the charts we've ever had.
And we're getting a tremendous response, tremendous response to it.
And the Thunderheads, God bless y'all for the downloads and the keep calling them up, wearing them out at Thunder 102. Thanks for playing it. It's been really cool. There's nothing like when you go out and start playing a new song and it starts connecting and then hearing folks sing along. Like I say, I'm just grateful.
Well, I tell you what, I just thought of something. On Saturday night, I just realized something big, and this may be an important part in your career. When you're done on Saturday night, when you're on stage, actually, look kind of off to your right, and you'll see, like, where they have the food area. They have the most incredible chocolate-dipped Oreos and chocolate-dipped candy bars.
Okay.
I'm telling you, the entertainment is going to be great. That's a given. Your performance is going to be great. That's a given. But, Rodney, take this to the bank. You'll remember this. Siliberto told you about this. The chocolate-dipped candy bars and Oreos, you'll absolutely love them. Mark my word.
Thinking, you're saying I got to wait till after the show?
Well, no. Hey, buddy, if you want to meet me beforehand, we'll sneak over there. Semirano will buy.
That's right. Yeah, I will.
What is that? Ricky Bobby all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
That's right.
We'll get all jacked up on some chocolate dipped Oreos. Go out there and it will explode.
That's why I'm thrilled that you're coming to Thunder Country. Come on, now let's really get into the nitty gritty here. You've been doing the fair circuit. What is your favorite fair food now that you're really an expert?
Oh my gosh! fair food.
Okay,
it all everything.
There are different kinds of fairs in different places.
Mm-hmm.
Some fairs, state fairs, county fairs, they pride themselves on being able, the ability to put anything on a stick. And when we played a fair and they had scrambled, don't ask me how they did it, but they put scrambled eggs on a stick.
Scrambled eggs?
What?
I don't know how they held them together. That kind of spooked me a little bit.
Yeah, that'll, yeah.
What kind of goo do you use for that?
Scrambled eggs.
Did you try it?
Yeah, did you?
I think I stuck with pretty much just straight up. I'm a straight up eggs and bacon kind of guy.
On the plate.
Yeah, you should get... Crook and Chase are on Sundays here on Thunder 102. You should give them a call because they have their weird food segment.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and I'm sure they'd be thrilled to hear about that. Wow.
I've got several of my band members are from around in that area. We've got a guy in our band named Liam Bailey.
Mm-hmm.
And Liam plays, the guy's, he's a freak. He plays piano, fiddle, mandolin, guitar, electric and acoustic, everything in the world. And that's where he's from, is that neck of the woods. And so all of us, it's like, going home because they'll have 50 family members that come out and we just have a great time. We know the hospitality and we're going to be just at home.
That's great.
Those are the best shows in the world.
That's cool. That is cool. We're looking forward to seeing you. Rodney Atkins on the Thunderline Saturday night. He will be at the Delaware County Fair along with Kip Moore. We get to be there to introduce Rodney. And Rodney, before we wrap things up, tonight, as a matter of fact, at Bethelwood Center for the Arts, which is the original site of Woodstock, Kid Rock and Jamie Johnson are in town. And our Thunderheads are going to be there and stopping by with boot cards for the our Country Cares for St. Jude Kids Radiothon that's coming up in September. And our Thunderheads are amazing when it comes to reaching out and helping those in need. And I know you are very involved when it comes to, again, giving back. That's really been a pivotal part of your career, hasn't it?
It has been the driving force behind why you want to record the kind of songs. You know, they're really tough to find those things that connect with folks, but hopefully lift them up. And it really is why you do what you do is to go out and hopefully make a difference in folks' lives. I didn't have the brains to be a doctor. I believe in music. I think it's about as close the real magic as you can get. And we get to go in and visit, you know, those kids, whether it's St. Jude or any of the children's hospitals. And you go in and they're down and out and what their families go through, and you get to go visit them and sing, you know, a piece of "I Caught a Glimpse of the Farmer's Daughter."
Mm-hmm.
And you see that smile come on their face.
Yeah.
I've been a-watching you, Dad, ain't that cool? And they'll start singing along with you, and you distract them for just that couple of minutes. It's amazing. It really is, and I'm very grateful to get the opportunity to do that.
That's cool. I hope you realize at that time, it doesn't matter whether you've got that degree. You are a doctor of music when it comes to the joy you bring to their lives.
Well, just thanks to all the Thunderheads. Thanks to you guys for reaching out, and it really does make such a difference in these kids' lives. The stuff you don't think about, like at St. Jude, is, you know, obviously, I'm sure you guys have talked about how they don't charge these families.
Right, right.
All the research that they do at these places. If you go even deeper, the St. Jude, for example, they make are in a hospital. But two, what happens is one parent will be at the hospital, the other one's staying home and having to keep work. And there's probably other kids there that they're trying to, you know, not feel neglected.
Right.
A lot of times these parents will go a year and a half, 2 years, and all they're doing is crossing on the highway, the interstate. They never get to see each other. It's a very, very, very tough time. What you're doing when you donate or you give any of your time to these children's hospitals, thank you especially, is you relieve a little bit of that. It takes us. It takes all of us in this together. With the stuff this country's going through right now, it takes us all being together. Saying a whole lot of prayers.
That's very, very well put, and we appreciate folks like you that take your talent and turn your talent into inspiration. Rodney Atkins, Saturday night at the Delaware County Fair, along with Kip Moore. We talked with Kip the other day. He's cranked. He's ready to go. And, buddy, don't forget, I'll meet you there early, and we'll take you over to that stand, and we'll grab some of the...
I'll probably be there with a cup of coffee in a
minute. Sounds good.
Some Mountain Dew in the afternoon.
I can picture it up.
If you two stand there and look at each other and go shake and bake, I'm leaving.
Yeah. I can picture it up. Hey, Rodney Atkins has been on stage for 4.5 hours. What's the deal? Must have been that last Mountain Dew.
We've done it.
I know you have. Rodney, thank you, thank you, thank you for your time. Thank you for coming up to Thunder Country. Can't wait to see you on Saturday night at the Delaware County Fair.
Thunderheads, everybody come and be ready to have a great time. We'll have a party and love y'all. Have a good one.